And welcome back to This Week in Channel 9. I'm Christina Warren.
And I'm Brian Liston. And we are here in the Microsoft Garage. Do you want to tell everybody what the garage is?
Yeah, this is a great space for all full-time Microsoft employees to come. There are CNC machines, there are 3D printers.
Laser printers.
You can basically come here and build and hack on your own stuff. It's very cool.
No cars, though.
Yeah, sadly.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Maybe you could make a car?
You might be able, you could 3D print a car.
You could 3D print a car.
Funny enough, we might talk about that later.
We will. Stay tuned to hear about 3D printing cars later on.
Yeah.
But let's get into what's been happening this
Absolutely.
Week.
Absolutely.
All right, what did you do on Monday, Brian?
Well, I came to work and I watched the solar eclipse.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. So if you weren't paying attention, 98% of the continental United States was at least within some viewing distance of the solar eclipse this week, right?
Yep.
And it's very cool. There are some amazing images on NASA. So this is something that doesn't happen very often.
No.
Eclipses.
It was like 30 years was the last full solar eclipse.
I think it was 1979 in North America. You know, it happens in other parts of the world more frequently. But if you're in Europe or Asia or you didn't get to experience this with us, check out NASA's images. It's very cool.
They're fantastic.
All right, next up. Speaking of very cool things that don't happen very often,
it's
a good segue for the new Xbox One X, the Project Scorpio Edition, went available for pre-order this week.
And unfortunately, it's already sold out.
It's already gone.
So if
you're just learning now, so sorry. Too late. It's very cool, though. The actual Xbox One X will be out later this fall.
Yeah.
But this was a special edition, and it's very cool.
And it's funny because, the pre-order being sold out, it reminds me a lot of when the NES and the SNES miniature editions came out.
Yeah, the little mini NES and SNESs. I actually got an SNES mini pre-ordered this week.
I'm quite jealous of you because I only just now got the NES, so I'm like six cycles behind.
You're like six cycles behind? All right, well, I'll let you play with mine. It comes with two controllers.
Awesome.
All right, next up, this is awesome. HoloLens, which we've been talking a lot about.
Yes, a lot in the last couple weeks,
actually. Yeah, it's future of mixed reality. It won the International Design Excellence Award.
Yes, and it's a fantastic device. If you haven't used one yet, get a chance. If you can, find somebody that uses one. Come to Build. We have a lot of virtual reality and augmented reality experiences at conferences like that.
But it's great to see the HoloLens get winning awards for this sort of thing, because I really do think that this is kind of the future of the way computing is going to happen. It's definitely a future input.
I mean, if we've been talking about it, this is now our third week we've been talking about augmented reality, so it's definitely here to stay.
This is actually very important news. So there is a crucial patch for Visual Studio 2017.
Yes.
So if you use Visual Studio 2017, specifically if you use it with Git, you need to update.
And it's not just Visual Studio, let's just be clear here. We're calling this out because it's a critical patch for Git in general. It's a patch that fixes an arbitrary code execution with Git. So if you're using Visual Studio, make sure that you get the Git patch.
Get the Git patch.
Yes.
There are also some other patches going on too. So Visual Studio 2017, go ahead and update. Just makes sense, all right? Next up, this is awesome. We always love to talk about the content that's happening on Channel 9.
Especially when it's a show with gals, and especially when it's with Golnaz.
Golnaz!
Who is our lovely studio manager, and she's actually behind,
she's behind the camera right now.
We're taking pictures. We'll make sure to show them and include them.
Yes. But Golnaz did a great episode of Gals this week with Myra Wenzel, who is on, she's a senior content lead on the .NET team.
Yes. Yeah. She works a lot with the .NET folks and making sure that our .NET content on the docs.microsoft.com is up to date and correct and good for all of you people out there.
Let's check it out.
Yeah. Great episode.
Yeah. Other cool stuff, and I know you love this because you're such a big open source.
I love open source. I love anytime software companies, software projects can join foundations like CNCF or the .NET Foundation. So Progress Telerec actually joined the .NET Foundation. So this is
great news.
Great news. Go check it out. Go check out all the other cool projects inside the .NET Foundation as well.
Definitely. Speaking of .NET, our own Seth Juarez here from Channel 9 has an awesome video with Mads Torgersen where he gives a preview of what's coming up in C# 8.
Yep.
So this is great. He even, as you note, as you've called out,
at the beginning of the episode, he might have called him Mad.
I mean, but we're all mad about Mads.
We're all mad about Mads.
Because he's awesome. So check out that video, especially if you want to learn more about what's happening with C# 8.
Yep, perfect.
All right. Next up, I love this.
Yes, this is great.
So, you know, we talk a lot also, in addition to talking about things like HoloLens, we always talk about AI on this show. And Microsoft researchers people in buildings not that far from us.
Not that very, actually very, very close.
Pretty close. They basically have achieved a pretty significant milestone when it comes to conversational
speech. I think 5.9% error rate?
A 5.9% error rate. This is huge. This basically means that when machine learnings are looking at what we're saying, they're able to translate.
Yes, much more accurately.
Much more accurately. This is getting us closer and closer to
robot overlords.
Basically.
Yeah. Which is why we left that room, because that room was full of 3D printers and robots. And
they're going to come for us.
They were going to come for us eventually, and we don't really want that to happen.
It's people who don't want that to happen. This is just kind of an interesting segue. Yes. Elon Musk.
Elon Musk, inventor of a lot of cool stuff.
One of the greatest minds, I think, of our time, right? But he is very much worried about the killer robots.
Absolutely.
And if Elon is worried,
we might all want to be worried a little bit.
Yeah, kind of, right?
So let's not go back in that room for a while.
Other cool things that are happening, we're calling this out. We typically don't talk a lot about hardware, but this is sort of interesting. Intel announced their 8th generation Core CPUs this week, and we kind of got us talking.
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier. I find this funny because it's fantastic and it's funny. It's fantastic because we're always coming out with new processors, new hardware, faster memory.
Everything's so fast.
Everything's got to be as fast
as
possible.
You feel like, I am always like, how can my computer or laptop be any faster?
Or, well, I always go back to, you know, 15 years ago, my computer was ridiculously fast, and now I feel like my computer that's 1,000 times faster is not. So what's happening is we're constantly coming out with new, faster hardware, which is allowing us to build new, cooler things like AI and stuff like that. But it's also making people maybe build slightly bloated software.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's what kind of happens. You have all these resources available, and so you're like, okay, well, we'll just let the code take up more stuff. So I mean, this is a good example, even when stuff's getting faster, optimize your code.
Cool.
All right, I love this story.
This is actually really good too, especially because we just left the 3D printing lab.
Yeah.
So there is a guy on the internet who is building his own Halo Warthog.
I love this so
much. And it's so fantastic. He's doing it with 3D printing.
So, and this isn't like a small, like micro machine style Warthog. This is like something you could actually drive around.
Yeah, you and I could both literally get into this and drive around the Microsoft campus right now.
Can we do that?
We should probably give this guy a call.
We should give him a call because I think that would be a great
if you're watching, channel 9. If you're watching, reach out to us and let us know. We'd love to come talk to you about this.
Genuinely. We'll give you all the golden treatment around Microsoft. We'll show everything
Absolutely.
Off. I love this. All right. So
Pick of the weeks?
Yeah, pick of the weeks.
So my pick of the week, obviously being the solar eclipse, is the fact that the International Space Station photobombed.
I love this so
much. A lot of NASA's photos, a lot of amateur photographers, and it's just there. And
it's just there.
And it's actually very easy to see that.
It is. When you zoom in, well, this is the great thing, too. You know, NASA has these incredibly high resolution cameras, and so you can just see the Space Center, Space Station.
You can see the Space Center. The Seattle Space Center could be there, too.
You see the International Space Station in these photos. I love that.
Yeah, I do too.
That's really funny.
So what was your pick of the week?
My pick of the week, I just love it when AI trolls us.
Yes.
Okay, because we've accepted that Elon is probably right.
Elon might not like it when
he
they
might
troll
not
us.
Like it. Well, you know, look, the killer robots are probably going to come for us. It's a bad thing. But what I love is we've got all these AI assistants. You know, Microsoft has Cortana, there's Alexa, there's Bixby, there's Siri. Google's doesn't have a name.
Yeah.
But if you ask Cortana,
what does it say?
If you ask Cortana about Alexa, Cortana says, "I don't know Alexa, but I've heard of Alexa. If you have an Alexa, I may have just triggered Alexa. I'm so sorry, Alexa." And if you have an Alexa, we've triggered you.
Now.
I'm not that sorry.
Sorry, not sorry?
Sorry, not sorry.
So on that note, with all this talk of AI and killer robots, we're going
to
leave this building because
we need to get out of here.
It's full of a lot of robots.
I'm a little bit concerned.
Yeah. So speaking of robots.
Yeah. Check this out. Yeah. This is, speaking of Halo also.
Yes.
We've kind of come up with this idea.
This is the Halo backstory.
Yeah.
So this is
red and blue.
This is the origins of red and blue.
That's a lie. It's not, but this is awesome. These are things the channel.
Or is it?
It could be. Let us know your thoughts in the comments. But no, this is something the Channel 9 team came up with a few years ago where you could actually control. It's like life-size rockets.
Yeah, check it out on Channel 9. And then last but not least, let us know in the comments if you saw the solar eclipse and where you saw it.
Yeah, let us know because I'm curious to see what your experience was like. If you have any photos, share them with us.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for joining us this week.